person cries, as one person dies, by being a more or less one of the most safety. But in its essence, the meaning of martyrdom is when a person sacrifices himself through means, pleasures, wealth, or simply their time for the means and love of a loving one. It does not particularly mean to die fighting a physical war, but it also defines when a person dies. When a person dies fighting in war with his nafs. Maybe that's why Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam has said, "There are no drops which are dearer to Allah than two kinds of drops. Drops of bloodshed in Allah's cause, and the teardrops in the darkness."
Muhammad wa Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
There are no drops which are dearer to Allah than two kinds of drops. Drops of bloodshed in Allah's cause, which is jihad. And the teardrops in darkness of night, for which a servant does not want anything except the pleasure of Allah. Achieving martyrdom is our martyrdom goal, because achieving it means that you have gained the love of Allah, which is the biggest success you can ever gain in your existence. But if you think logically, we try to live our lives in a way so we can seek the pleasure of Allah. So why can't we make sure that we die in a way seeking that pleasure as well? And if we do that, the most exalted and the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us a great bounties and pleasures which we can gain in the next lives. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that for every virtue, there is another high virtue, except when a human being sacrifices his life for the sake of God, the Almighty. And in that case, there exists nothing superior than that. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said that the God Almighty bestows upon a martyr the following seven blessings. Number one, when the first drop of blood comes out of his body, all his sins are pardoned. Number two, after the martyrdom, his head is placed upon the laps of two hands and knees. He clean off the dirt of his face and say greetings to you, and he too returns his greetings. They dress him in heavenly clothes. The storekeeper of paradise presents him different kinds of perfumes and good smells so that he can select whatever he desires. At the time of martyrdom, his place in paradise is shown to him. After the martyrdom, his soul is addressed, "You are free to move into the paradise whenever you desire." A shaheed is also allowed to witness the God's beauty, which brings a special sort of comfort for every prophet and martyr. God Almighty has said in the Holy Quran, "Lo, God hath bought from the believers their lives and their wealth, because the gardens will be theirs. They shall fight in the way of God, and shall slay and be slain. It is a promise which is binding on him in Torah, the Gospel, and the Holy Quran. Who fulfills his covenant better than God? Rejoice your bargain that you have made, for that is a supreme time." The above-mentioned verse is one of the most beautiful and tender verses of the Holy Quran, in which people are being encouraged to persevere in struggle with special delicacy and tenderness. And of course, when the word martyr comes to our mind automatically remembers the martyr of Karbala, the master of all martyrs, Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We also remember his journey, his sacrifices, as well as his great lessons. A lesson that has given mankind its humanity, its dignity, its shame, and has separated it from the tears of animals forever. It is through him we learn the importance of a martyr. That a martyr chases away and secret of life to living beings and living communities by asking them to follow the line drawn by his blood. For example, if you look at Karbala, even after 14 centuries from the event of Karbala, the enemies have clearly identified the line of blood coming from Karbala, which is why whoever follows this path of Allah is martyred by the enemies. And that is why it is common to hear that in Pakistan, Bahrain, Palestine, Iraq, and many other Muslim countries, there have been brutal killings of Shia. Why? Because they support righteousness. But not only that, they deny injustice. And thus, it is through these martyrs who died in the streets of Karachi or in the mountains of Quetta that we give that gives the reddishness to the red lines of Karbala. And so when we hear the news of these martyrs, we remember our ways and our humanity and our Islamic iman. So what we need to realize is that these martyrs have taught us the way to our merciful God and have kept us away from the fire of hell. They have made us united with whomsoever loves Allah and His mercy. They have given us the sentiments and the power to fight injustice and live as a dignified beings. Remember Allah's mercy, favor, love, knowledge, and His beauty. Maybe that's why when Ibn Ziyad thoughtlessly asked Bibi Zainab Salaam Alayha that, how did you find the way Allah treated your brothers and your family? Bibi Zainab Salaam Alayha, with tongue full of pride and power, indicated her faith and submission towards Allah subhanAllah, and answered, I saw nothing but beauty. They rushed towards their graves with honor. May Allah subhanAllah give us that opportunity to sacrifice our life in His way and follow His love and for His love and become His precious servants. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.